MISFM 92.1, The River.
The following is a Beaver Radio Network
sports presentation.
2000, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010.
Celebrating 10 years. Sports in the Round.
Sports in the Round.
Live from the Ground.
Live from the Ground Round.
The right circle feeds it across. And he scores!
The rebound sitting on red. Pardulis.
At home to the five.
Nice pass, Ellison. All right.
Dives down. Touchdown, Bemidji State.
Sports in the Round.
Sports in the Round.
Live from the Ground Round.
Celebrating 10 years of weekly sports coverage. Live from the Ground Round every Wednesday.
And your hosts, Beaver alumni Brian Bissonette
and Kelly Schultz.
And the voice of the Beavs, Brian Schultz.
Live from the Ground Round.
It's Sports in the Round
on Light Rock 92.1, The River.
Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. No Biss tonight. As I mentioned, he is feeling under the weather today. Actually, all week.
Yeah. Get well soon, Biss.
Threw out his back last Friday and gimped around the press box all weekend. But
you know, I talked to his wife, Christy, and she said, poor guy, he looked like a little old man all crouched over. And
he did. The saying, my back is a pretzel, was him.
Yeah.
He was all contorted around like you wouldn't believe last weekend.
That's not good.
Unfortunately, we'll not be able to make the trip to Omaha tomorrow.
But you'll be there.
I will. We will talk nothing but Beaver hockey tonight here on Sports in the Round. Head coach Tom Ceratori will join us, as will Dean Blaze, the head coach of the Nebraska-Omaha Mavericks. But first off, a recap of a hockey season at the Sanford Center.
It was a fun hockey season.
Kel, you got a, well, it's not unique. It's, well, unique to us, a chance to just go watch a game as a fan this past weekend.
It was only the third time that I've had a chance to watch the games as a fan. The other night was the Saturday game against Colorado College, and this last weekend I hung out with Dax Larson's fiance Callie, and we watched from the club level.
You're not supposed to tell people that, by the way.
Why? We had tickets. Wink, wink. We had a great time. It was nice to be able to watch it as a fan, just because we spend so many weekends at the Sanford Center. Well, I spend it for women's hockey.
I don't think I've ever sat in a seat.
I didn't. I stood the whole time. I mean, we didn't sit. We stood and watched it from the balcony, I guess you could say, up there on the one end, and it was fun. I mean, we had obstructed seats or view, but it was still fun to be part of the atmosphere, and the fans were really, at least from my perspective, seemed to be getting into it a little bit. Not quite as much, I think, as the Colorado series, but there were a lot of Gopher fans. We noticed from our vantage point there were a lot of maroon and gold in the stands, and I think that may have made a difference. But it was still fun. The Beavers played a great weekend of hockey. You know, they took them to a 3-3 tie on Friday and then into overtime on Saturday, and should have been a Beaver win, but you know, I'm not going to argue about that. It still was a great weekend against the Gophers.
It's hard to tell as many microphones as we have in use during a game. From a fan's perspective, how loud did it get compared to the glass?
You know, that's a good question.
The glass was so unique with the metal roof and the low roof and just the one side. It seems like you're all crammed into a tight area, and it's going to seem louder than I think it probably was.
Yeah, I don't think it's nearly as loud as the glass, but it still has a great atmosphere. I think still, because it's the first year it's open, there's still a lot of people that are there socializing rather than really paying attention to the game. I've even talked to good Beaver fans that have season tickets, and they say, yeah, they've spent, you know, they'll go down for, you know, the concession stands during an intermission and then, you know, get lost in the crowd catching up with people. It has been kind of a social event this year, I think, because there is such a newness to it. But it's loud. I would think it's not as loud as the glass, but I think it can only get louder. I mean, It's a fun atmosphere. I mean, a lot of Gopher fans that I talked to, well, Friday night, I worked the concession stand. And Friday night, talked to a lot of people that said, you know, Gopher fans, I asked, that came up, you know, to order stuff from us. I mentioned, you know, hey, what do you think of the new facility? And they loved it. A lot of people were saying they love the intimacy of it. You feel close to the game. You don't feel like you're swallowed up in this huge hole. A lot of people were comparing it to the Ralph, saying that place is too big for a college hockey game, where ours, you know, is a smaller venue, but it's a great size for, you know, for what Bemidji has to offer.
It is a Monday morning tradition for me, a ritual. I go over to the rink and get all the equipment out of the press box from the weekend, which means I have to then walk past the kitchen area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And all of the empties, if you catch my drift, are there from the weekend. Previous high was 34. That was the St. Cloud series.
How many was it this weekend?
46.
Kegs?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Now, not that you're going to get every possible ounce out of a keg.
But still.
That's $30,000 in beer.
That's a pretty good weekend.
Can't tell me the Sanford Center doesn't make it.
Well, they don't have as many events as most facilities, though, right now.
I'm not saying that you have to have beer in order to enjoy yourself. I'm not saying that people are drunken fools at the game. I'm not going there.
Actually,
but $30,000 into the city's coffers?
Well, and some of that money, though, does go to some of the organizations that have volunteered to work the concession stands. And thanks to Tracy over at RP Broadcasting, she put out the word for the March of Dimes, and we worked the concession stand on Friday and made over $400. We actually, according to the folks at the Sanford Center, and thanks to Joe and the staff over there, we owned our booth. He said we did a great job, and they want us to come back. So we had a blast. It was probably the most fun I've ever had working concessions, and I've worked at the Metrodome and Target Center and the X even. Actually, no, not the X, just Target Center and Metrodome when I worked with my rugby team. And the Sanford Center was a lot more fun, and we had a blast. And actually, you know what, considering how much beer was sold this weekend, we didn't have to turn anybody down for beer because they were drunk. We didn't have any rude people. Everybody was well-behaved, at least from our vantage point, so it was fun.
You grew up in the Twin Cities as a Gopher fan.
Yeah, I hate to admit that, but yeah. I went to the U of M for 2 years.
You've never seen their men come here. The women have.
Yeah.
From someone who grew up there, who now lives here and has taken roots here, is it a big deal to you? The Gophers were here?
Oh, that's huge. I obviously kind of severed my ties with the Gophers anyway when I moved up to Bemidji and started doing women's hockey. But and I'm not much of a Gopher fan. I was a Gopher fan back in the days of Doug Woog, and actually I would have been excited had he been around, because to me he's a legend in Gopher hockey lore as a coach. He only recruited Minnesota players. To me, he speaks more of Gopher hockey than I think Don Lucia does, but I'm from a different generation of Gopher hockey fans. And to be honest, I haven't been much of a fan since I left KSDP. And when we were working there, I was a Gopher hockey fan. You know, things change, but it is a huge deal. You know, and considering that Don Lucia, I believe, wasn't he the coach when they first came here?
Yep.
And he said he never wanted to come to Bemidji ever again?
Well, he said that before he walked into the glass. Because we'll come the once. We will never come back until you get a new arena. Those were his quotes.
Well, and now that he's been back, what did he say about the new facility?
He loved it.
Well, that's
good. Absolutely loved it.
That's good news.
You cannot blame him for that attitude when you know that Gopher hockey is what pays for Gopher sports. They have to make money in Gopher hockey. And are they going to make money coming to Bemidji? No. They're gonna make money selling 10,000 tickets at $30 a pop.
True.
They can't afford to be going on the road for many road series, other than the occasional trip to a powerhouse just to get you ready for the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Gopher hockey is all about. You look at Central Florida in football. when they made the move to Division One, they said, we're going to go play Florida State. We're going to go play Miami. We're going to go play Florida. We're going to go get the big paydays. We're going to get our butts kicked for it, and we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the span of 5 years of going to those, play at those schools and getting the guaranteed contracts for them, well, the 1 year they built a brand new weight room just for football. The next year they renovated all of their other athletic building. Well, now they're a pretty powerful Division I program by going to get your butts kicked every year for 5 years. The Gophers don't have to do that.
No. Well, here's the question that I had people ask me. Obviously, they heard what Don Lucia had said the first time he was coming to Bemidji, what, 10 years ago or whatever it was. People were saying that the Gophers could actually buy out the series in Bemidji. If they didn't like what they saw this last weekend, they could not come back to Bemidji?
No.
They have to come here every year. It's every other year, right?
Yep.
So they have to. So that being said, a lot of teams do, however, have in the past, and I can't give any examples, but buy out a game or two or a series just to make money at their own facility rather than go on the road to somebody else's school and pay that school amount of dollars.
In the world of college athletics, it's called a two-for-one deal. Happens all the time. Just using as an example, Bemidji State will go play two weekend series at Mariucci. The Gophers will come here for just one. The Gophers then give you a percentage. In the past, BSU has played non-conference games with, say, Northern Michigan. Now, 2 years ago, we were there. This year, they came here. Well, it's a one-for-one deal. You keep your ticket sales,
mm-hmm.
knowing that you're going to get the return trip a year or 2 years. Depending on scheduling, it might be 3 years down the road, but you're going to get the return trip, and it's a one-for-one deal. Two-for-one deals, the team that's hosting two gives the team that's only hosting once a chunk of the change.
Okay.
And it happens all the time.
Explain the other situation, too, because I've had a few people ask me this. The series with Alaska, Anchorage, Bemidji State goes there this next season?
Yep.
And in return, we get two extra games on the schedule?
The NCAA, in order to promote teams accepting Alaskan and Hawaiian and Puerto Rican schools into their conference or going to play them. Otherwise, Anchorage would have to be on the road every single game.
Because nobody wants to travel there. It's so expensive.
That isn't fair.
Yeah.
So the NCAA says, all right, in order to entice people to go play there, you go there, you're going to get two extra games. The NCAA limit for hockey is 34 games. You can play 34 games plus one exhibition. The exhibition game doesn't count.
Yeah.
If you go to Anchorage, or if you go to Fairbanks, or if Hawaii were to start a hockey team and the Beavs went to Hawaii.
I want to go on that trip.
Or Puerto Rico, for that matter.
I want to go on that one, too.
And the Puerto Rican one is only really relevant for the basketball tournament.
Oh, okay.
They got a preseason basketball tournament down there. Teams want to go there because then they get extra games. So next year, BSU, in the rotation, has to go to Anchorage, which means they can play 36 regular season games.
Instead of the 34.
Ideally, those extra two games are going to be home games
against,
so that you can sell tickets to pay for the added expense of going to Alaska. It's not a cheap trip.
No, obviously not.
If you go, Mankato is Anchorage's travel partner. They go there every year.
Really?
They play 36 games every year.
Hmm.
The Gophers don't mind going to Anchorage because they can sell 10,000 tickets at $30 a pop times two for those extra two games.
Yeah.
Well, that's $600,000 in ticket sales, not to mention parking, not to mention souvenirs, concessions, merchandise, and everything else. You're probably talking $1 million weekend. Well, do you think it costs the Gophers $1 million to go fly out to Anchorage for 4 days?
No.
The Gophers don't mind. Bemidji State? All right, we get two extra games next year.
We're not going to quite make $1 million off of a weekend.
No, we're not going to make $1 million, but it's still going to pay for your trip out there.
Yeah, because it's not going to cost that much, but it'll cost a little bit more flying or traveling out of Bemidji to an airport.
Alaska. We'll still bus to Minneapolis and fly direct from Minneapolis to Anchorage. It's an expensive flight.
It's not cheap, no.
It's a long flight. Kind of wears you down, unfortunately.
Is that like $1,000 a person?
I would guess. No idea. Remember, you're flying in a group, which is discounted. You're also booking your flights
a year in advance.
7 or 8 months in advance. I mean, Tom Ceratori already knows the weekend.
Yeah.
He can call the travel agent and say, this is where we're going next year. As soon as you find a really low flight, book it. So, I mean, it's not like you're booking a flight this weekend for the playoffs.
Oh, gosh.
The WCHA pays for the tournament. Mm-hmm. So they would pay the travel expenses for the team. But that's an expensive flight.
That won't be cheap, no.
Now, Anchorage is on the road this year. Yeah. But so that's how that works.
Yeah, isn't Anchorage at the Gophers?
Yes. And I am assuming that they just stayed here all week. Because they were in Mankato last weekend.
Oh, yeah, it'd be much cheaper just to hang out in a hotel for
just
a week.
Just stay.
And it's spring break.
Flying
so.
Back. Well, it's spring break for us. Don't know about for them.
I would think all the Minsky schools are
well,
on the same
Anchorage,
schedule.
Anchorage isn't in Minsky.
Oh, that's right. Now, what am I thinking? I was thinking Mankato.
So, I would assume that they just stuck around. They do that quite often if they're going to be making a return trip. You know, if they're in Minnesota 1 week and St. Cloud the next, what's the point of flying home and flying right back mm-hmm. 3 days later? That's kind of pointless. So, when we come back, head coach Tom Ceratori of the Beavers will join us via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Sports in the Round, just an hour tonight. We are from the ground round without Biss. He is laid up with a bad back. Sports in the Round continues on a Wings and Beer Wednesday. They do have a St. Patrick's Day party planned, special on Bud Light, 16-ounce aluminum bottles. St. Patty's Day, this is the place to be. Well, every day, but including St. Patty's Day. Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Watch the way our Beaver hockey players make wise use of their energy. They turn it on when they need it and turn it off when they don't. Otter Tail Power Company encourages you to use your electric energy that way too. Visit Otter Tail Power Company online at conservingelectricity.com. to learn how you can save energy and money in your home or business. Here's to a great year of Beaver hockey. Otter Tail Power Company, on for you.
See the newly remodeled Park Rapids Ford for the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. The Park Rapids Ford offers you more selection, better service, and bigger savings. Visit them on Highway 71 South in Park Rapids at Park Rapids Ford.
RP Sports Boosters.
Zeta Construction is the region's complete construction service provider. From residential to commercial, Zeta does it all, focusing on quality and smart build technology. Your educated professional, located in Bemidji, Zeta Construction.
Yeah, one world, one voice. Yo, even those days I don't feel like getting up, even those days when I feel like giving up, then I realize that I touched a couple lives of the people of the world, and I know I gotta live it up. I'll refresh the world to be somebody, cause these hoods, man, they need somebody. All they need is one. I could be this one, our hearts could be this one, and we can be as one.
Refresh the world, I
could
be somebody.
Yeah, show the world I could be somebody. Refreshing the world. Refreshing the world.
Refreshing the world.
Uh-huh.
Refreshing the world.
If you refresh the world and become somebody.
The Pepsi Refresh Project is giving away millions in grants to refresh communities across America. So choose Pepsi, because every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Come on.
Refresh the world and become somebody.
Yeah. Everybody around the world. Find someone you love. Tell them, make a new world.
Paul Bunyan Communications is proud to support Sports in the Round broadcasts at the Ground Round. We're the voice, broadband internet, and television service provider here at the Ground Round, and congratulate them on 10 years of business. Get the latest in technology, like the Ground Round, from a truly local source, Paul Bunyan Communications, a sponsor of Sports in the Round for 10 years in a row. Our cooperative is right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply. Call for details.
First National Bank Bemidji salutes Beavers hockey, a winning tradition. First National is a strong supporter of BSU sports and the entire community. They've been building their own tradition of excellence for 113 years and counting. With financial services for every situation in life, First National Bank Bemidji provides a whole team working to help you succeed. First National Bank Bemidji, a partnership for generations.
First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations. Member FDIC.
This is Sports in the Round.
For 10 years.
Live from the Ground Round on Light Rock 92.1.
The River.
Welcome back to Sports in the Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU men's hockey team will travel to Omaha this weekend, take on the Mavericks. First round of the WCHA playoffs, head coach Tom Cerutori joining us via the Paul Bunyan Communications hotline. The Beavs left earlier today. They're on I-29, well south of Sioux Falls right now. And Tom, as the regular season came to a close, obviously an exciting season for your fans. You guys finished 10th in the standings. It's not a spot typically that fans are used to. It's not a spot where fans get excited, but everyone, I think, enjoyed watching your team this year. And they want the WCHA is all about.
Well, again, the Coach Peters quote, the price of poker's went up. So, you know, we're obviously happy with 10th in this league this year. We got a ways to go. We know we do. It takes years sometimes, and you know, we'll just chip away. But it was very exciting, and, you know, we won some big games, and we were very competitive, which is good to see.
Well, Tom, you guys played in 11 overtime games this season. If you guys could have won half of those, you're playing for home ice, aren't you?
Yeah, but again, I think every other team can sit there and say the same thing. So I try not to dwell too much on analogies like that because, again, it's just everybody can do that and nobody really cares. And they look at things a little differently, so do we look at things differently. I just said if we could just those overtime losses become ties, it's just so better for your psyche and your mindset.
Matt Reed never missed a game until last weekend. How's he feeling?
He's feeling all right, so he'll be a game-time decision.
If any team loses a high-end player like a guy like Matt Reed, they definitely are a different hockey team. For you guys, with the lack of secondary scoring you've had, it's almost a double blow, isn't it?
Oh, it is. There's no question. It affects a team like ours worse than it affects an upper-tier team. North Dakota can still carry on without Christo and Genoway. They have so much depth, and it does. It's tough for us, and but again, that's the hand you're dealt, and you just got to obviously move forward. And again, we'll see what happens come game time with Rito.
Have your fans talked to you at all about things that they've noticed about how different this league is compared to years past?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess from us, we know how tough it is, and we live it. We've lived it for many years, and it's just a tough league, and it can wear on you. You know, it just wears on the players, and can wear on the coaches because it's hard. It's a hard league to win, and it's very hard to win. And again, you just have to. Again, you have to play. You have to play. Teams like us have to play flawless hockey, and that's a lot of pressure.
You've had guys like Aaron McLeod and Jeff Jubenville and Kyle Brody step up as of late. How much older are those guys playing right now?
I just hope it carries over in the next year with those guys. That's the biggest thing. They're getting older. Hopefully, again, the game's slowing down for some of those guys, and once the game slows down. Again, they're going to start having more success. And again, you just hope next year when you lose the seniors you do, those guys obviously too, they elevate their games. And that's what you continue to hope for.
Your fans were certainly jacked up a little more than normal last weekend when the Gophers were here. Were your players?
I don't think so. Again, I could be wrong, but they never talk about it. We have guys, so many kids from Canada. To them, they're not caught up in that Gopher, whatever you want to call it. The Gopher Kool-Aid probably, you know, and I was, I'm not either. So I don't know, like to us, it's not a big deal. And I'm not saying that, you know, I really mean that. It's like to us, it's not a big deal at all. And, but maybe that's just the grind of this league.
Well, on to this week, Tom, the first round of the WCHA playoffs, you're at Omaha, and the Mavericks have surpassed all expectations this year. They're really balanced. They're a really balanced team. They're hard to pick for the all WCHA teams because nobody has great numbers. That's the sign of a good team, isn't it?
It is a balanced team, and you're right when you're picking it all league. You know, it's a good point. I never even thought of that. And they just have four. They got four lines that are, again, it's hard to sit there and say who's one and who's four. And Faulkner's had a great year, though. Faulkner's had a very good year. He's played 36 games for them, and he was on one of my all league teams. So. You know, it's but they got a good team, and they're so well coached.
Have you compared your early games with them, Tom, against how they've been playing as of late?
Exactly. We've done that. We've looked at our games against them, their tendencies, how we had success, no question about it. And we've looked at how they played the last couple of weeks and some things that they've changed. And, you know, and then obviously, again, we're just trying to, you know what, trying to figure things out for this weekend on how you want to go about things.
Well, when you guys played them here at the Sanford Center, it was an in-your-face style, and the games that you played there, you had to come from behind. Do you have any idea what to expect this weekend?
Oh, it's going to be hard. I mean, they're just a team that's extremely confident right now. We're not going to obviously, we're not going to catch them off guard. They know exactly what to expect. They're going to prepare for us properly. Kids are like I talked to one of their coaches the other day. He goes, "Our kids, we have their attention this week, and there's no question they've got their kids' attention this week." So it's going to be a crazy weekend.
Old adage is, Tom, it's hard to beat a team four times. Why is that?
That's a good question. I don't know, but it is. It's just probably the law of averages. I think probably more than anything. That's what you sit there and look at right now. Are the law of averages going to be with us or going to be with them?
How's your game plan change knowing you may have to play three games?
I don't think it changes at all. I think you worry about the third game if you have to play it. I think that's the biggest thing. You can't control it. So you have to approach it as a weekend series. And again, if you happen to get the third game, if you do, that's good. And there's probably going to be a little more. I would say that third game would be a little more defensive, and it would be a little bit more of a chess match.
Well, we saw in the women's series in Grand Forks that BSU had to expend a lot of energy the first two nights to push it to three games. That's where the hard work in the off season pays off, right?
Well, it does, and it gives the home team a little advantage because, again, they're sleeping in their own bed and they're fresh, but also gives the visiting team a little hope that, hey, you already won one game. Why can't you win two? So psychologically, you can look at it however you want.
The Quest Center, Tom, is a big building. It's supposed to be in the 50s down there. How does that building play?
I don't know. I that's a good question. I don't really overanalyze those things either. I think it's no different. We play in so many nice buildings and so many hot buildings and so many buildings that are full and so many event center, quote, like that. So, it plays, again, I don't think it plays anything. It's not abnormal, put it that way.
Tom, thanks for your time. Have a safe trip, and we'll see you down there.
Thanks, Schulte.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the BSU Beavers via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. The Beavs left about noon today for their series down against the Mavericks in Omaha. The Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week comes from the men's hockey team. We'll visit with Aaron McLeod next. Sports in the Round from the Ground Round right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Sports in the Round is brought to you by First National Bank.
More from the Ground Round when we return
on Light Rock 92.1, The River.
Bemidji Building Center's expert staff can help you create and finish that perfect project. Our large showroom can demonstrate how our product can make building or remodeling easier. Bemidji Building Center, your dreams start here.
It's a mad sale at Keck Sports now through Saturday. Get 25% off all hats and 25% off all swimwear. Check out their closeout racks and new baseball arrivals. Check out the madness at Keck Sports across from Target and Bemidji.
Family Pharmacy and Wellness Center is focused on you for a more healthy, happy you. With so much to offer, MedSafe Family Pharmacy and Wellness Center is the pharmacy you can recommend to your friends.
Corner Sports has been a top 100 Ranger boat dealer for the past 3 years, thanks to our service and sales, but most of all, you. Corner Sports has a great selection of Ranger boats powered with the all-new Yamaha SHO 4-stroke, the lightest 4-stroke on the market, and we're offering the best deals of the year right now. Come into Corner Sports today and check out the 620 VS with 250 horse Yamaha SHO. Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport in Bemidji.
Hi, Rich from Skeeter Stitch inviting you to come see us in our new building a half mile west of the high school on 5th Street in Bemidji. Come see our new expanded retail showroom with a huge selection of Lumberjack and Beaver sportswear, plus letter jackets for all area high schools, and we still offer quality custom embroidery, screen printing, and so much more. Come visit us a half mile west of the high school on 5th Street. Open weekdays 8 to 7, Saturdays 10 till 2. Now with even better service and selection, Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
Hey, Beaver fans, the Ground Round's got what you like. Great food and refreshments before and after the game. If you're going to the men's hockey game, catch a ride to the Breck on the Round Trip Bus. It's warm and convenient. Enjoy nightly food and drink specials in the bar and watch your favorite Minnesota sports teams on the big screen. Stop in every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. for Sports in the Round, broadcast live. Bemidji's Ground Round, proud to be a member of Beaver Pride.
We've got what you like, the Ground Round.
Big North of Bemidji salutes the ongoing success of Bemidji State Hockey. The Beaver men's hockey team is a symbol for the pride and hard work we value so much. Big North considers it a privilege to sponsor this coverage of Beaver hockey during this historic milestone season, their first year in the Breck. As your local Anheuser-Busch distributor of Budweiser, Bud Light, and Michelob beers, Big North says don't drink and drive at game time or anytime. Be safe. Use a designated driver or call 444-TAXI for a safe ride home. Go Beavers!
Quality is a big deal, and Kubota and Acme Tools deliver. Acme Tools is your full-line Kubota dealer for the Northland. Choose from a great selection of garden tractors, Z-turns, RTVs, and tractors with up to 57 horsepower. And at Acme Tools, all Kubotas are fully assembled, serviced, and yard ready. There's special financing available. See store for details, and some restrictions apply. Quality is a big deal, and you'll find it with Kubota and Acme Tools. Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Celebrating 10 years.
You're listening to Sports in the Round.
Live from the Ground Round on Light Rock 92.1, The River.
Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, already joined us via the Paul Bunting Communications Hotline. Dean Blaze, head coach of the Mavericks, will join us here momentarily. Right now, though, it's time for our first Beaver Pride Athlete of the Week from the men's hockey team. It's Aaron McLeod.
Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU men's hockey team. It's Aaron McLeod. Congratulations, Aaron.
Thank you very much.
Goal you had on Saturday. Not sure I've ever seen a stick sit behind the net that long and not get in the way and then finally get in the way. The thing came right to you, didn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty funny for sure. It was definitely just a gift that just hopped right out, and I happened to have been the late guy coming in, and then I just went to my forehand. I don't think the goalie was expecting me to come in that fast either, so kind of had him beat pretty easily.
You guys certainly played a lot better last weekend than you did the weekend in North Dakota. A lot of that is how good North Dakota is, but how do you try to bottle up some of what you guys did against Minnesota and use it this weekend?
You know, we just got to adhere to our values and our principles, and, you know, I don't think of a better matchup for us against Nebraska-Omaha. I think we have their number this year, and we just got to, again, adhere to our values, just play a 200-foot game, and come out forward-checking right off the get-go, and we're gonna be fine.
I don't think anyone that's seen this team play this year wouldn't agree with this next statement of you're a lot better player this year than you were last. I know that's always the goal, is to get better every year, but how much more comfortable are you? How much more do you feel you're contributing this year?
I definitely feel like I'm playing with a lot more confidence. You know, you just try to do the little things right each and every day and practice, work hard, and, you know, be coachable and always be listening and trying to be better every day, you know, and then the bounces will come your way eventually, and just keep getting scoring chances.
You're certainly getting a lot more ice time and a lot more situations. Is there a situation that you're not as comfortable as any other?
You know, I treat every situation like it's my last, and I'm pretty comfortable out there, and feel like I'm confident, so, you know, I'm ready to play any position that the coaches want me to play.
With Matt's injury on Saturday, every line got adjusted somewhat. How long does it take to kind of get used to that, and at what point is it not an issue anymore?
Yeah, injuries are going to happen, you know, but you just try to play whoever you're playing with, you know, try to find chemistry quickly. I'm playing with Queener now and Rado, so we'll be practicing with them this week, and hopefully the best will come for this weekend.
Again, congratulations. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Aaron McLeod, the Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week.
He's kind of soft-spoken.
Very. he is a kid who you talk to him and doesn't look like he'd hurt a fly.
You get him out on the ice, though.
On the ice. It's not that he is, you know, as physical of a player as Darcy Finley or anything like that, but he just, you're like, where is that edge coming from? He's fast. He's just a good hockey player, and you talk to him, and you wouldn't get that. Great kid. His family's always listening. In fact, his dads and uncles and believe grandpa, they're all listening every weekend. I had one of his relatives that was listening in Israel 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's cool. BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
It's amazing what you can do on the internet nowadays. Mm-hmm. Certainly has evolved into a guy that is going to be pretty good. You lose Matt Reed, you lose High and Low. You got Jordan George back. You've got, you're losing Emil Billberg, too. You know, that top one.
Oh, after graduation.
Yeah.
He scared me. I'm like, what, are all these guys injured?
No.
Meant
for next year. Aaron McLeod's a guy who you've got to be looking at, and if you're the coaching staff, and saying, all right, we're going to rely on this kid a lot. And he's only going to be a junior. Jordan George, only a junior. Radislav Elo will be a sophomore next year. David Bohm transferred from UMass. He'll be a junior next year. Had to sit out all this year. He's a high-end motor kind of a kid, too. So it's not going to be the oh, woe is me that everybody thinks it might be. At least we're all hoping not. But if they continue to make steps from sophomore to junior year, like most people do, for a lot of people, their junior year is their best year.
I was going to say, aren't both goaltenders coming back, too, next
yes.
year?
Yes. I'm just talking scoring.
But, yeah,
who is going to score? I don't think it's quite as bad as what a lot of people think it might be.
No, I think they can only get better. And, plus, obviously with the coaches recruiting and now have this beautiful building to show players that
still takes
recruiting.
A couple of years.
Yeah.
Still takes a couple of years.
I know, but it's still going to help. Every little bit helps.
Oh, it does.
At least they have a league. They have a home.
Everybody is looking for the Matt Reed type of player.
Of course. Who doesn't?
So, getting them and finding them and winning that battle, still not going to be easy because we're in Bemidji.
Well, BSU's coaching staff has had such good luck finding those diamonds in the rough. Because Matt was kind of under the radar, wasn't he? He was going to drop out of playing hockey.
Well, he was going to quit his sophomore year, and then he had a growth spurt, and then he was back both feet into the water. Let's go. There were a lot of schools, and this is going to sound bad, and I don't mean it this way, but Matt was a kid who always said, I want to play hockey, and by his sophomore year, he was 5'2" and 150 pounds.
That was a great story, by the way, that Tom Zuccari shared at Beaver Pride.
He just said, enough is enough. And he kind of floundered and didn't really pay attention to his classwork at that particular time. So it came to be, okay, I had my growth spurt. I'm ready to go find a college to play.
Now I got
to
get my grades.
A lot of schools didn't think they'd be able to get him in academically through the NCAA clearinghouse. Now, that is one thing, and this is going to sound bad, but I certainly don't mean it this way. If there is a school that knows the ins and outs of what it takes to get a kid academically eligible, it's BSU. Once they get here, they've got a team GPA of 3.5.
Exactly.
And it's not like they're bad students. It's kids like Matt who just kind of floundered for a year or two.
Got frustrated.
And didn't take the work as diligently as they should have. Maybe they're away from home playing junior hockey in Canada. Maybe they're in the USHL and they're half a continent away from home. It's pretty easy to understand. You look at Orlando Alamano. He played junior hockey in Canada. He's from Fresno. He didn't really want to go to school. Once he got here, he was a great student.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a school that knows how to get a kid in through the clearinghouse, it's BSU. And Matt Reed, a lot of schools said, I don't think we're going to get him in, and they kind of backed away. And BSU came at him hard and said, let's go.
Well, and the other
we
thing,
can get you in.
The other thing I know that the coaching staff over there prides themselves in the fact that their 6 seniors will graduate on time.
And that doesn't happen.
No. Well, and it
just
had,
doesn't.
It had been a struggle a couple of times, but for the most part, BSU's had their senior class come through, play hockey, and get done in 4 years.
Ian Lowe has one class.
I know, that was great.
Ryan Adams has two, and Matt Reed, I think, has three.
Three. Yeah.
Those are three of the 6 seniors. Ian Lowe has a Monday night class. The rest of the week, he's a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
He's living the life of a pro hockey player without getting the paycheck every week.
Because he gets to enjoy his last semester of his senior year of college.
Because
and they're smart
once
enough.
They are on campus, and it may have sounded like BSU was cheating to get him in through the clearinghouse. It's not the case. The NCAA clearinghouse says who is eligible and who is not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not up to the school's determination. The clearinghouse said all these guys are perfectly fine. They're enrolled into school. But once they get here, they take their academics very seriously. They hit the books early.
Well, they do study groups.
So that by the time they're players. Seniors, they don't, and a lot of guys now are taking college courses while they're playing junior hockey. So they're coming in with already a half a year or three quarters of a year of credits.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it a whole lot easier when you got to travel, especially the past 3 years in the CHA, where you leave on Wednesday and you get home Sunday night.
Yeah, exactly.
You're away from the classroom a lot, and to still get a 3.5 GPA is impressive. Sports in the Round from the Ground Round. Dean Blaze, head coach of the UNO Mavericks, our guest next via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Sports in the Round is brought to you by Corner Sports.
More from the Ground Round when we return
on Light Rock 92.1, The River.
I'm sitting here at the dinner table with my mom.
Hi, honey.
And she has prepared hundreds of meals for our family. So tonight, I wanted to do something for her. So I brought some Coke to go with all the great food she's cooked.
Thanks, honey.
And as an extra special gift, I've written a song that I will play using these empty Coke bottles.
It's great, honey.
All right, here we go. Play that bottle. Whew, I think I nailed it.
I think you did too.
Coca-Cola, open happiness. The sounds of the family gathered around the table are sweet music to every mom's ears. So bring them all together with a good meal and a glass of ice-cold Coke. The easy-to-hold 2-liter contour bottle from Coca-Cola lets you pour the Coke with one hand and give yourself a little pat in the back with the other. Here's to the great times around the table with refreshing Coke. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
It's nice to know that you can trust people. State Farm is counting on it. Hello, I'm State Farm agent John LeBroton. State Farm insures 40 million drivers. That's more than Progressive and Geico combined. Call me and see for yourself how I can give you better service, better coverage, and discounts up to 40%. So give the John LeBroton agency a call at 694-6137. That's 694-6137. And find out how 40 million other drivers are saving.
Like a good
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery with friendly service and great food. Get plugged in at Perkins with free Wi-Fi and breakfast, lunch, and dinner specials. Open 24 hours, Perkins Restaurant.
Iverson Corner Drug, locally owned and operated downtown Bemidji. Online at iversoncornerdrug.com. Iverson Corner Drug, it's your health. Iverson can help at 408 Minnesota Avenue.
Bridges Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Bemidji. Stop in for a delicious lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. Home of the corned beef egg rolls. Bridges Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Bemidji.
Paul Bunyan Communications is proud to support Sports in the Round broadcasts at the Ground Round. We're the voice, broadband internet, and television service provider here at the Ground Round, and congratulate them on 10 years of business. Get the latest in technology, like the Ground Round, from a truly local source, Paul Bunyan Communications, a sponsor of Sports in the Round for 10 years in a row. Our cooperative is right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply. Call for details.
Quality is a big deal, and Kubota and Acme Tools deliver. Acme Tools is your full-line Kubota dealer for the Northland. Choose from a great selection of garden tractors, Z-turns, RTVs, and tractors with up to 57 horsepower. And at Acme Tools, all Kubotas are fully assembled, serviced, and yard-ready. There's special financing available. See store for details, and some restrictions apply. Quality is a big deal, and you'll find it with Kubota and Acme Tools. Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
You're listening to Sports in the Round, live from the Ground Round, celebrating 10 years on Light Rock 92.1, The River.
Sports in the Round from the Ground Round here on the Beaver Radio Network. Men's hockey team again travels to Omaha this weekend, first round of the WCHA playoffs. Head coach Dean Blaze joining us via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Dean, thanks for your time tonight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, Brian.
When you started the year out so hot, a couple of bumps in the road mid-season, but you've been playing well again as of late. Safe to say that you feel your team is really ready for the playoffs?
I think so. I think we've had a good year, obviously, finishing third place in WCHA, and you look behind in the standings, and there's traditional Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Colorado fighting for to get down to the final five, too. So a good year, and this is the second season, and we want to start off right by advancing on.
Dean, when you took over as coach from Mike Kemp, you inherited his players. Was the hot start early an even better start than you could have ever imagined?
Definitely. I think, when we went down and beat Minnesota the two games down there and then went into Ann Arbor and beat Michigan, all of a sudden, when you looked at our schedule at the start of the year, there couldn't be probably two tougher places to play, and we're sitting at 3-1. And then it just kind of continued on and, like you said, ran into a couple of losses during the middle of the year, but we're playing pretty good. We had 106 shots at Quinnipiac's goaltender, Eric Hartzell, who played in Sioux Falls for his dad and was the difference in that game, and then a couple others. But certainly in the WCHA, we've had just a great year and want to do something more and beyond.
How well is your goalie, John Faulkner, playing right now?
I think he's been pretty consistent. He's like a lot of goaltenders. He's had a pretty good year. He's already got 6 shutouts, which breaks the school record for shutouts. And I think his save percentage and goals against are all fine. What I think he's gotten better at, Brian, is he's made the timely save when you need it, when you're ahead 3-2, or he's made a big save to allow us to win the game, and I think that's where he's really improved this year, is the timing of his saves and a little bit better consistency.
Well, with the record BSU has had against you this season, is it safe to assume that you have your players' attention this coming weekend?
I think they've done that pretty much all year. Even you have to give Bemidji credit. They played so well up at Bemidji, and we didn't execute as well, obviously scoring just one goal there in the two games. But Bemidji did a lot of things that I think we learned from. And then when we played back here, again, we had two okay games. But, Bemidji beat us, and I'm sure they were a little disappointed they didn't finish higher in the standings. But I'm sure they were kind of thinking, we've got confidence, we can go down and beat Omaha and advance on to the final five.
Can you compare and contrast your weekend split last weekend with Duluth?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, compare and contrast. You could switch jerseys, and that's about what it was. We had a hard time stopping Conley and Fontaine. They weren't the difference in the game, but they moved the puck so well and got a lot of loose pucks and gained momentum off everything they did. And then Saturday, we did that. We capitalized on a few opportunities here and there and got loose pucks. And I guess we were a little bit hungrier after losing 4-1 on Friday night. We just played so well on Saturday, we pretty much would have beaten any team in the country on Saturday night.
As young as your team is, it's impressive to look at how balanced you guys are. Do you need one guy to emerge as the go-to guy?
We've got a young team, as you indicated there, and they've overachieved at times. That's sometimes the difference in not winning a national title or not advancing the way you should is, when I coached in North Dakota, we always had that go-to guy, whether it was a Jason Blake, a Hoogsteen, a Jeff Panzer, a Lee Gorin, those Zach Parise-type players, those individual stars. And you need them if you're going to do anything. When you look at those teams that have won national championships at any school, they've had them. And I think to advance on and do anything great, we're going to need someone that have had a pretty good year, like a Matt Ambrose scoring 17 goals or a Percival. It's usually an older, more experienced player to do that. We'll see. If we don't have that, it doesn't appear that we're going to make any waves in the NCAAs. And I'm sure when Bemidji got to the Frozen Four, Tom Cerutori and their staff had guys that stepped up like that.
Dean Blaze of the UNO Mavericks, our guest tonight on the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline. Beavers open up the playoffs at Omaha this Friday night. Dean, any updates to your new rink that's planned?
We haven't heard a whole lot. We've got 2 years left here at the Quest Center, and we'll see after that. The site for the arena and the other facilities is still the same. The groundbreaking, we're hoping, comes within the next couple of months, because it's going to take about 2 years to build the rink anyway. So, you know, I'm sure they're putting all the pieces in place. They're talking about, you know, going Division One and a few other sports and getting the programs the way they want them. And I think it's all going to come down within the next month or two. We don't know that, but certainly it's in the works. And like I talked to several Bemidji people today, you know, the planning was all there for your arena. It just took a long time to get her going, and Bob Peters knows that as well as anyone.
Well, Dean, would the full-fledged move to D1 hurt hockey, or would you guys still be the catalyst?
I think hockey would still be the catalyst. We have Creighton basketball here and the Cornhuskers down at Lincoln, but we're the only other Division I sport, and I think they handled it that way with all the attention that we get. Our crowds have been good again. We're fourth in the country right now behind Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and we've had a few, you know, 15,000 fans here at the Quest, which certainly looked like a full building, but I'm assuming this weekend we'll probably have around 7, 5, 8, something like that.
Have your fans, Dean, embraced the night-in, night-out excitement that that is the WCHA?
I think they've really enjoyed it. I think, you know, they look at the teams in this district, kind of, you know, Denver and Colorado College are just south and west, and North Dakota and Bemidji straight up the interstate, and Matt Cato, they know about, because we've played them every year because they're Mavericks, and we've played them. And then, you know, St. Cloud, Minnesota, all within easy bus trips. And we've had some fans that have traveled. So I think they're enjoying that part of it. You know, there's a lot of people in Omaha, you know, 750,000. And we've gotten a pretty good crowd each night. But, you know, the more you win, the more you get even more. And I think, you know, we'll get even more students. Like, you've got that section in Bemidji there that seems pretty local. And that kind of makes your building as the students. And in Wisconsin, you've got the band kind of leading the cheers and other people following. I think that atmosphere will only build if we do get our new arena.
In your mind, Dean, what needs to happen for a Maverick win this weekend?
Well, I think we have to find a way to get to Bacow. I think he's a good goaltender, played real well against us. I don't know if we've had a lot of second effort around the net, you know, and when I watched Minnesota and North Dakota play him a few times, that's, you know, other than Matt Fratton, who's a one-man wrecking machine at times, I thought both teams did a decent job of getting traffic. And then I watched the way we played, and we just got out-desired, I think, by Bemidji in all four games. Bemidji's a good hockey team. But at this time of the year right now, it's who wants it the most. I'm certainly happy that we're playing them here instead of up in Bemidji. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge advantage for everyone that got a home ice out of the 12.
Dean, thank you much for your time, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, Brian.
Dean Blaze, head coach of the University of Nebraska Omaha Mavericks, via the Paul Bunyan Communications Hotline.
Well, BSU has sure had their number this season, but what was fun to see Omaha do was what they did to UND. I'll never forget looking at the scores that one night and just watching how many goals they put up against the Fighting Sioux, and to beat them 8-4, and then BSU winning 3 out of 4 games against Omaha this year, and yet the Beavers unable to get past North Dakota. So there's a lot of parity.
That just tells you how scary good Omaha can be, though, too.
That's true. That's what scares me. I hope they don't have that fire they did against North Dakota. But
and anybody who thinks that the Beavs are going to go in there and just walk right through them just because they already have 3 times, you got another guess coming.
Yeah, that's
Omaha's players are going to be perturbed.
You almost said that other word on the air.
Very close.
Yeah.
They are not going to be happy.
No, they'll be very upset.
Should make for entertaining hockey. We'll put the wraps on tonight's edition of Sports in the Round next from the Ground Round on a Wings and Beer Wednesday. Again, St. Patty's Day party here at the Ground Round.
And, of course, Wings and Beer every Wednesday night. Sports in the Round, we wrap things up next here on the Beaver Radio Network.
92.1 WMIS-FM. Blacktop. Light Rock. 92.1 The River. WMIS.
Sorry, Joe. I thought we had another break to get to. We didn't.
That was awesome. You're like, oh, wait. That's a song.
It was.
Actually, you should be apologizing to your program director right now because he's probably cringing that you came out of a song. Sorry, Mark.
Sorry, boss. Blame my stupidity for not paying attention.
Oh, we're used to going 2 hours. That's why.
Well, we are. Budweiser pregame show Friday night. At 7, Saturday night at 6:30, Sunday, if needed, at 6:30.
Okay.
Zero, no, nada, none TV coverage this weekend.
Been yeah.
Asked, there is none. You can watch the little 4-inch by 3-inch online video feed for $8 if you would like.
And watch it buffer the
Can't
whole
Can't imagine
night.
That you're going to see a whole heck of a lot.
No. And actually, some of the BSU women's parents, you know what they do? They will get the video and then listen to me on a different link because the announcers on the video usually are so biased to the other team or whoever's
it's their job.
Doing it. So
that's their job. So that's the deal. You will not be able to watch it on TV this weekend.
No. So if you're looking to sponsor the games, you can call the radio station.
There'll be lots of listeners. If you got a sale coming up and you want people to know about it, we'll tell people about it.
Exactly. 751-7777. Thought I'd throw that out there. Why not?
Lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry, Schultze.
Oh, Paul Bunyan Communications. There is a conflict with the Wild for the Gopher Series if you do want to watch hockey this weekend. And listen, of course, to the Beavs. Channel 14 on Paul Bunyan Communications will have, it's an alternate feed from FSN.
Oh, that's for the Gopher broadcast,
yes.
Right?
So Gophers and Anchorage will be on. North Dakota's games will be on the Fighting Sioux Sports Network,
yep.
As always. But if you want the Beavs, Beaver Radio Network is the only place to get it.
BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
Yes.
Mix 103.7 local.
And our pregame coverage Friday night begins at 7 o'clock. We'll not have Biss with us on the trip. He threw his back out, and I don't think he's going to be able to...
Not drive.
No.
Not he, for 10 hours.
I flat out told him I didn't want him in the car for that long if he was going to be cranky.
Yeah, I can't imagine sitting that long if your back is...
Not even with a whole lot of pain meds would I want to do that.
No. Well, Biss, so, if
hopefully,
you're listening, get well.
The Beavs will win this weekend, and we'll be down at the X doing this show somewhere next Wednesday night because the Beavs would play on Thursday.
Oh,
so we'd be
right.
Down on Wednesday. So hopefully we've got a show next Wednesday.
Oh, that'd be fun.
If the Beavers, unfortunately, were to lose, this will be the last show of the year. We don't want that.
No, we don't.
We want to find a place to do Sports in the Round. The last time we took the show on the road, it was a huge success.
It was ESPN Zone
it
in
was.
Washington, D.C. That
it
was a blast.
If this is our final show of the year, thanks to everyone here at the Ground Round for joining us and for sponsoring us and letting us invade this corner of the bar every Wednesday night throughout the course of the season. We've got a new menu here. They've got jambalaya. They've got fish tacos. They're all new on the menu. St. Patrick's Day party is coming up here as well.
Thursday.
It's all here at the Ground Round. A proud sponsor for the last 10 years of Sports in the Round. Thanks to our guests, Tom Ceratori and Dean Blaze. Kel, had a good year.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thanks for having me.
We'll hope to chat with everyone on Wednesday night, Sports in the Round, here on the Beaver Radio Network.